Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 4th and the whole week ahead. Brilliant with the full moon in Taurus for you because it's kind of saying to you, okay, it's the end of a road of a certain situation. Now for you, this could mean a number of things. Learning and study is one area. So this could be a good time for you to sign up for something new. And also for anything connecting you with an international person, country. But over the next fortnight, it's time to say no, finito. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury, your ruler, is going to move into Sagittarius. And that means there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing over the next few weeks in your home life. It could be with family members, relatives. Or it could mean that people come to visit you or you go to visit someone else. But the thing is, your feet can't stop still. And that is one of the things that Mercury will bring out. A chance to connect with other people from your past, but also people who mean something to you. Here's your Monday stars. Not too bad a day when it comes to career or anything to do with an ambition. In fact, it's a very good day if you're prepared to focus, however. A square to Neptune does mean something is causing a problem. Lack of energy, a lack of sleep, or a lack of purpose. And the one thing you need now is a purpose. And Mars will give you that. Just don't be diverted or distracted. Here's your Tuesday stars. With Venus now moving into Scorpio, this opens up a wonderfully social period for you. It's great for you to connect with other people. You might want to throw a little bit of a do. You might want to go to somebody else's party, gatecrash if necessarily, because I want you to be in links with other people. Now, however you do it, whether you do it through social media or whether you do it through letters or phone calls, whatever, this is a very important time to communicate with others. Here's your Wednesday stars. With a moon in Cancer, for you as a Virgo, this does mean looking at family matters, but through friendships. So whether you make new friends through the family, or whether you just connect with other people through clubs or groups or other organisations. But there needs to be a family connection. Maybe somebody introduces you. But this is because it's a very, very social period. You need to be very active on the social circuit now. And here's your Thursday stars. With the Sun and Pluto well connected, this is so good for you. Not only is it empowering in so many ways, for instance, as I've already said, with Venus now in your third house of social matters, you are a socialite. It means that the more you can meet people, the better. But it's Pluto that plays the full card here. Because someone you meet, you either fall in love with, have a passionate affair, or they give you a break in an area you've always wanted to make it. Here's your Friday stars. Time to take a step back. Time for some rest and relaxation. We all need it and we all should go for it. I think the problem with you at the moment is there's so much going on around you, and especially as your stars are pushing you towards meeting and greeting others, you might not want a night in. However, it would be a good idea, even if you don't entirely spend the whole day taking a rest, at least have an early night.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.